are absolutely delighted to have had Cora and Ashley here in the studio. We are soon being joined by Biltmore. I believe the gentlemen are in my vicinity as I speak. Corin, thank you again for coming. I'm just
thank
so
you
thrilled.
Very much.
And folks, head out to East Hampton tomorrow night to the Luthiers Collaborative.
Yep, the co-op.
The co-op. It just sounds like I'm gonna try to make it out there because that sounds amazing. That sounds like a
You're
great
not
venue.
Coming out there, are you?
I might.
That's crazy. Crazy
why
talk.
Not? Why not?
Really
it sounds
cool
amazing.
Came.
I mean, I'm definitely going to come see you when you're with the full band at Plow and Stars because I love that venue. It's just such a great place, especially whenever you say full band and Plow and the Stars in the same sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an event.
And do you know the band Modern Day Idols?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, they're opening up. And they're
great.
Really good. Chris is a really good guy, you know?
Fantastic.
So that's the 26th. That'd be great. I'll buy you a Sprite.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Safe travels.
Thanks.
And
I'm listening.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to watch that Studio 2 band. I'm going to check their Beatle boots.
Thank you, Corin.
See you later, ma'am.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. Well, I was 20, I thought I knew everything. Now I see how much I'll never
just their Biltmore with Glitter, Dance All Night, off their album Revolutions and Romantics. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello.
Phil.
Hello.
And Scott. Scott, I've just realized I need to get your mic on.
I got a pretty booming voice.
I know. Well, you do have your booming voice, but I gotta make sure that everybody can hear your beautiful booming voice. I believe we have Scott.
All right, hey.
Hey, Scott.
Oh, yeah, there I am.
there
I'm in
you
my
are.
Headphones.
Boom.
All right.
And we're in the room. We're back in the room. Biltmore, I'm so pleased to have you guys here.
Great to be here.
Thank you for coming.
I'm especially pleased because I got to see you guys as part of the Rock and Roll Rumble just last month.
Yes.
And you guys killed it.
Thank you.
What an awesome event that was. Seriously, that was obviously our first time we've sort of experienced it, and so well run and just a fantastic.
Well, and you guys, you brought such a nice crowd with you guys when you played, and you put on such a great performance. It was a really nice atmosphere in the room. It felt like sort of sometimes when you're at the Rumble and you're seeing a band perform, you're at the Rumble watching a band perform at the Rumble. And I felt like, at least for your set, it felt like I'm at a Biltmore show.
Oh, good.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Where
good,
sometimes
good.
With some bands, you have that sense that, like, this is the crowd is with you. So it was really neat.
It was definitely a challenge because we were the first band on. So you're like, oh, is any people coming out? And they're like, hoping we got to get them into the stage. So
yeah,
I think we...
Yeah.
We felt the energy. We really wanted to play.
As a leadoff hitters, we wanted to kind of set the tone for the night, or at least like start it off well.
Try.
And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So we were, we had you know, we had some people either, you know, from around here or drive up from Rhode Island, which is where we're from. So so that was great.
And it was nice to be a part of it as a Rhode Island band. I think we were one of the only, Rhode Island band in there.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is cool. You know, so representing the little state of Rhode Island.
Right. Exactly, exactly. Our friendly neighbors to the south.
Yep. Yeah.
And are you originally Rhode Islanders? Rhodies?
Yes.
Or?
I'm a Mass guy, but okay. Phil grew up in Rhode Island.
Yeah. Lived here in Boston for many years.
Me too. I've had a stint in Boston myself.
Yeah. And then went back.
And
yeah. went back.
This
went
is
back
very
to
nice. Now I'm gonna go back.
So. But we've played a bunch in the city.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, and you have a couple shows coming up in Boston.
We do.
Is that
yep.
right? This Saturday night.
Yep. In Somerville at the Burn, which is a great place, which did not exist when I went to Tufts. Unfortunately, they opened soon after, right over in Davis Square. So.
I didn't realize they were a relatively new fixture.
Maybe I'm just old. So
that cannot be true.
Just say maybe they're not relatively new. But yeah, the Burn is awesome. And we're opening for Abby Barrett, who everybody loves Abby.
Yeah, she's great.
So yeah, that's a nice pairing.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to it because we're friends with them. They a few of them sang background on a record for us.
And the bass player, Ed Velasquez, was our producer for the album. So we're really cool. Yeah, it's great. Opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. That's nice. That'll be a great show. So this Saturday night at the Burren, and then next month you're going to be back in town playing at Plow and Stars. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes. June 23rd.
Yep.
And we'll be with, I know, Aaron Shadwell for sure. I'm not sure if they're going to add anybody else, but it'll be us and them. And
very
us
cool.
and him, at least. So.
Very cool. It's a great place to see a show. They're both nice venues.
Really? They are.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, they're kind of places that you want to tell people to come out too, because they're just very classy, fun places to be.
Yeah, and you know that people are going to have a good time. The staff that works there are really friendly, and that's you know, that's not always a given in Boston. I know we don't generally have a reputation for being super friendly.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that, but in any case, these are places that I have been and go to on my own, which is nice. So, like, you know, regardless of playing, regardless of band, you know, just places that I like to hang out.
It is fun to go to a venue where you play at it. You know, you actually see and experience a venue and experience the sound, because when you're playing on stage, all the sound is going out on you. So
it's a completely different animal. So
totally
when you have
different.
A little bit of faith that, you know, what you hear in the monitors and what people are hearing out there, there's some relationship between the two.
Right.
That's important. And did you, Phil, you were saying that you went to school here at Tufts.
I did, yes. Back in the 90s. Went to school here, and as I was kind of saying off the air, worked in this very building many hours, many years at the Tufts Daily newspaper here in Curtis Hall. And I don't know if it's still in this building, but yeah, I spent a lot of hours here. and had a lot of fun.
Very cool. So were you a communications journalism
English
guy?
English major and did a lot of journalism, thought that that was going to be my career path.
Yeah.
Didn't necessarily go in that direction, but got a lot of good experience and definitely has contributed and helped me out along the way.
And were you doing music then as well?
I wasn't, no. Not until after college.
Really?
Yes, I started too late. My mom wanted me to start earlier. Junior high, she told me to take an instrument. I didn't listen. I just wanted to play sports. And then right at the very, very tail end of college, I started, like, I had some friends who were playing music and I kind of saw them. And then right after graduation, I sort of picked up a guitar and started learning a little bit, took lessons, took voice lessons, and so it was a little bit late.
Yeah, I was also a late bloomer when it comes to making music, unless you count French horn, which personally I do not.
I would,
at least
sure.
Not the French horn, the stylings that I was playing. It was very John Philip Sousa. not very rock and roll.
Can you still play?
In all honesty, I have not picked up a French horn since probably sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
Which was when dinosaurs roamed the earth. So
I'm not entirely sure that I would remember how to do that. Is that all? We can't.
No one's going to admit to their age.
Especially not
this
on
evening.
Scott's birthday.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Happy 30th to me.
Right. Happy 30th birthday to Scott.
Not quite.
And did you come up playing music or?
I started late myself. Probably around high school, I would say. Right around high school, I picked up my mom got me my first kit, and I haven't looked back since.
That is a very loving act to buy your teenage son a drum kit.
It is. I think my father was into it too. He's just like,
for about a week.
I don't know. And my mom's like, I know you want to do this. So my drum teacher, Don, who's an incredible teacher, incredible drummer, and he knew, he was a good member of like my uncle, and he always knew I wanted to play. And so he's like, he was working. This was in Fitchburg, Mass, and I grew up in Leominster, Massachusetts. And like, he's like, he saw this kit come in, and he's like, this is perfect for Scott. So let's call my mom up. He's like, you got to get her in here to buy this kit. And she did. And I still have the kit, actually.
Really?
And I'm considering playing it at the Burn this weekend, just bringing it.
Very cool. In honor of Mother's Day.
I'm never selling it. Yeah, it's Mother's Day. I got to do it for my mom. You know, so it's got some sentimental value.
I love that. I love that. Now, are you both based in Providence now, or is it that the band is based in Providence and you guys rehearse in Providence, or are you a commuting musician? I know you're based in, Phil, you're based in Providence.
Yes.
And Scott, do you go back and forth between the two, or?
I work mostly in Boston, but I live in Providence, okay. And Phil lives about, 5-10 minutes away from me. So we rehearse in the Providence area.
Yeah. Providence is such a cool city and very, very artistic city.
Yes.
It's a very arts-friendly city.
Absolutely.
I didn't really realize until I started going there more frequently over the past couple of years, but it just feels, it has that big city feeling, but at the same time, almost like that small artist community, communal kind of feeling. Mm-hmm. It, like every other storefront, is something quirky or cool or artistic happening.
Yeah.
Very much like promoting local artisans. It's very, like, it's a good place to be if you're like a small sort of local creative person and wanting to get, you know, whatever art or product you have. It's like Providence has come a long way in the last 15-20 years. Yeah.
So it was a different, it's not just that I was in a haze in the 90s. It was that it's really been in the past.
Yeah.
10,
oh, definitely.
It was
10, 15.
Like, you know, so when I was living up here and, you know, going to school up here, you know, I would have friends. I mean, it would be no reason to go to Providence, like, ever. You know, maybe we would pass through on the way to a night at Foxwoods or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But
same for me growing up. My father's like, don't go to Providence. You can go anywhere. You can go to Worcester.
And now, you know, my friends, you know, up here will come down, you know, for a night. And it's just a nice little city.
Well, it's changed a lot. It's
yeah.
it's a great city. It's there's a lot to offer in it if you know, where to go. And
yeah. Nice restaurants, nice clubs,
yes.
Nice
yep.
venues.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Could
yep.
use, you know, a few more live music venues, you know, as I think a lot of places, you know.
Yeah, I think
the
live music, you know, as far as the original live music is concerned, it's hard to find a venue in Providence that is going to cater to that and want to bring you in, you know, and showcase that.
Right, right. I think I've only been to a couple. I mean, way back in the day in the 90s when I was in college, was it Club Babyhead?
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep.
Which was one of those places where we thought we're going to go to Providence.
Yep.
And we all piled into the car and we putted down there and we, you know, made sure that the doors were locked and went into the club and after the show went running out to the car and mm-hmm. got back in and, you know, drove as quickly as we could back north.
Yeah.
Which sounds ridiculous now, but at the time it felt very like, well, Brown's somewhere over there and then everywhere else Darby Dragons
mm-hmm. yep.
was my experience of Providence back yep, in the day.
I remember exactly where Babyhead was. It was, I actually never went. I was too afraid, but I had friends that went and but I know I, you know, and that area now is, I mean, yeah. it's fine, you know, it's no problem walking around. But back in the day, yes, you would kind of maybe run from the door to the
yeah.
the
I mean, granted, I was also 19 and, you know, terrified of my own shadow. So did you guys record all of this up at Q Division, or did you also do some of the mixing mastering closer to home, or?
It was a combination of a couple places. We did the drums in Attleboro.
Yes, at a studio called Bear's Den.
Yep.
Small studio. We started there, did drums, some guitars,
yeah.
We tracked bass, but we ended up retracking
bass. Yeah, we retracked. Ed, the producer, actually ended up eventually playing bass on the album. We did the rest of the finalization and the tracks at Q Division.
Yeah, yeah, vocals and then more guitars and yep. a bunch of other stuff.
Which was a, you know, phenomenal experience to be in a studio like that.
Is it a neat place to record?
It's
I've only
phenomenal.
Ever been there like as a visitor and not during any recording.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It is. And they have some very talented engineers and interns. I mean, everybody
top to bottom
knows what they're doing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
it's a pro studio.
Something happens, it's like they fix it in 2 seconds. Yeah. And, you know, so it was a pleasure. Other than, you know, the drive up and back, you know, some traffic sometimes yeah. and late nights. That aside, it was an awesome experience, yeah.
That's
and Ed's
fantastic.
Great. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he's lovely.
Yeah, I think he's won Boston Music Award Producer of the Year every year until he produced our album. So, you know, he's
oops.
Trying not to take it personally.
Yeah. Exactly. And Peerless Mastering did a great job, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had them.
Yeah, he's another sweetheart.
Yep.
Yep.
I love
so,
that
yeah.
sort of Star Trek. That room feels
right?
very much like the control room of Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Yep. That was a fun day, too.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Should we listen to another song off the album?
Sure.
Are you in the mood for that? What should we put on?
How about Las Vegas Blue? It's a little, you know, mellow. But
it's a little mellow, yeah.
Let's go with that one.
Sure.
Alrighty. Las Vegas Blue. This track right here, off the album Revolutions and Romantics, this is Biltmore. Thanks, gents, for being in the studio.
She was gone with the desert breeze through the motel room. 5 a.m. May 17th into the Vegas Blue. She left her keys on the nightstand and she left a pretty good man. I'm lying there in the nylon air, reaching out to nowhere. Don't follow the map, don't fall in the trap. You can't beat the rap. No, not with the eyes that surround you now. No, not with the doubt. They figured it out. Can you sequin sadness, cocktails at 8. Don't follow the map, don't fall in the trap. You can't beat the rap. No, not with the eyes that surround you now. No, not with the doubt. They figured it out. Can you feel the eyes that surround?
Las Vegas Blue there from Biltmore off their album Revolutions and Romantics. We've been honored to have two members of Biltmore here in the studio with us, chatting with us, Phil and Scott. Gentlemen, I understand that there are a few members of the band who could not make it here tonight.
Yes, we feel like we're taking up all the attention and ignoring the other guys.
The lead singer and the drummer, that never happens.
What more do you need, really? I mean, seriously, we'll tour on our own.
Drums are track one, just remember
that. Right. So we have Glenn Bernard, our lead guitar player. Kevin Mattis is our other guitar player. And Jonathan Serpico, as we call him, is on bass for us. So, excellent band members. They will all be at the Burn with us.
That's right.
This Saturday night.
Yes, before we go out as a duo. Pretty soon.
Just
sure
drums
that,
and vocals. It's the new wave.
Sure,
it's the wave
sound
of the future.
The same.
You know what? We'll give it a shot.
I like it very much. How do you guys generally come up with your songs? I know you're joking about drums or track one, but do you generally come up with like the music first, or do you have a vocal line or lyrics that you're working from? Or
this project was pretty unique because we took a few of Phil's original songs and we kind of turned them into our own, so to speak. A couple changes, nothing major. But then Glenn Bernard was sort of the driving guy behind this. Phil wrote the lyrics to his instrumentals. So we took his instrumentals and turned them into...
Made them our own, as you say.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they were, you know, generally written instrumentally by him and then brought to us, and we sort of worked on them, and I added lyrics and vocals, and, you know, which was actually a new challenge for me, having, you know, spent...
And you did a great job.
Well, yeah. Thanks. It's hard to do, it really is.
I mean, for a songwriter, I know how he works, and, you know, it's hard to, put lyrics to somebody else's...
Find a place for your vocal line, because for something that's instrumental, it's kind of its own thing. And where do you find your place in there?
Yeah, and a lot of times there were already, you know, guitar melody lines that I, you know, would have to ask Glenn, can you send me a version without this so I can, you know, try to come up with a line. And I think the most challenging thing for me was to come up with things that I thought the other guys in the band would like, because like I could easily decide if I liked something or not, but I could also say, well, you know, I say to myself, all right, I really like this, but it's a little weird. I don't think the guys are going to like it. So that was the most, you know, nerve-wracking thing, was like, okay, I don't know if the other guy's going to like this. So in some cases, I came up with multiple versions. And
which
I would
was
say,
cool.
Which ones do you guys like? Just because I wanted them to be happy and to be like proud of the music.
And it certainly was a different process, like creatively. And so to get two things from him and listen, and we have to weigh it a little bit was challenging, because he would send out...
They were both gold.
They were both
so awesome.
Tremendous.
It's like, how do you pick?
Yeah.
But no.
Well, those are the added extra tracks when you do the four album version, the 4:12-inch version
with the bonus and the B sides.
Exactly. It's gonna be actual solid gold. Well, it's beautiful. I appreciate that very much because it's interesting. Every band approaches songwriting from a different angle, and it may be that, you know, when you come back after your next album, you'll say we did it in an entirely different way,
right,
this time around.
Right, and because of all of that, you know, we are proud of how it came out because it was sort of a different path, and like
it's definitely,
you know,
a different path.
Talked about sure. earlier, you know, when we worked with Ed, he sort of brought everything together.
Yeah, he definitely. He was the glue.
Yeah.
That was a good final wrap to that.
Well, it sounds fantastic. It's a great album. Revolutions and Romantics from Biltmore.
Thank you very much.
I'm
delighted that you guys came in tonight, so thank you for that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Please head down to our neighbors here in Somerville, the Burren, on Saturday night, and you can catch Biltmore performing with Abby Barrett. Probably not at the same time.
Actually... Ooh. She's gonna sing.
Really?
She's gonna sing. If we are gonna play another song, we'll play a song that she is has rumored to be coming up to sing with us. So she sang on it on the record. So
very cool. What is the name of this
temper,
track?
Temper,
temper, temper, temper.
And she kills it.
Oh, I see that
vocals.
Right there. No, perfect. I think we'll play ourselves out then with that, and I think shortly thereafter, Studio 2 will be ready for us in Studio D. But first up, we're going to play one more track from Biltmore's great album, Revolutions and Romantics. You can catch them at the Burren this Saturday night. Thanks again, Jen.
Thank you, Pam.
So
it's great to be here.
Really,
we really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in.
That I've been bleeding.
Temper Temper from Biltmore. And coming up right now, live from Studio D, it's Studio 2.
Yes, the next few minutes are in the lap of the gods in the hands of Studio 2, which means anything could happen. We're going to hear sort of versions of songs from their Live at the BBC album release. Now, time now to hear the first one today from our Bill Toppers, Studio 2!
1, 2, 3, 4!
This is a Dorsey Burnett number, brother of Johnny Burnett, called Lonesome Tears in My Eyes, recorded on my very first LP in 1822. Oh, baby, 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 blues of sorrow. I love you tomorrow, just you just fine. Oh, baby, 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 blues of sorrow. I love you tomorrow, just you just fine. Broken my heart, gonna do it again. I can't forget the spell that I'm in. I can't forget you to told me so many promising lies. I can't forget these lonesome tears.
baby, baby blues is sorrow. I love you tomorrow, just suit you just fine. Oh baby, baby, baby blues is sorrow. I love you tomorrow, just suit you just fine. I can't forget you, do talk on me. So many promises and lies. I can't forget these lonesome tears in my eyes. Class again.
Shaking but the leaves on the trees. We meet the gang and go to Rockin' Joe's. The cats are stomping on the hills and toes. I see my baby, I get weak in the knees. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. Why must she be such a Chicago tease? There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. This way that makes me act like a fool. Spend my shaking but the leaves on the trees. She's got the way that makes me act like a fool. Spend my money that she plays me cruel. I'm begging her kisses on my bended knee. Well, give me some love and baby, please, please, please. But I keep trying hard to make her mine. Someday the wind will blow, the sun will shine. Until that time she puts my heart at ease. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. Shaking but the leaves on the trees. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. There's nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees. A falcon is
feel lonely up there back playing the drums?
Yep.
And do you ever feel like you'd like to sing?
Yep.
Do you ever say anything else but yep?
Nope.
Would you like to be someone's loving man?
Yep.
Now?
Yep.
I thought you'd say that.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4. a man. I wanna be a man. I wanna be a man. I wanna be a man.
George, is it true that you're a connoisseur of the classics?
No, no, it's just a rumor. A rumor.
Oh, it's just a rumor then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you enjoy singing Beethoven?
No, been singing it for 28 years now.
For how long?
28 years.
Oh, that's incredible. Could you manage one more performance?
Possibly.
Oh, go on, say yes.
Yes. Thank you.
We all know that today is Paul's 23rd birthday. In fact, to judge by the number of cards, half the world knows.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, you guys. Thank you. Brian, I'd just like to say, really quick, on a big thank you to everybody who sent along all sorts of cards and letters and everything for the birthday. Really appreciate it. Yeah.
Ah, yes, well, are you going to sing something for them?
Oh, yeah, we'll do a Taste of Honey.
Oh, lovely.
Ready? 2, 3, 4.
A taste of honey, tasting much sweeter than wine. Do-do-do, do-do-do, I dreamed of your first kiss. I feel upon my lips again
a taste of honey,
tasting much sweeter than wine.
Now,